Rachel stopped dead in the passageway and stared at the administrator. A meteorite? A surge of disappointment washed over her. A meteorite seemed utterly anticlimactic after the president's big buildup. This discovery will single-handedly justify all of NASA's past expenditures and blunders? What was Herney thinking? Meteorites were admittedly one of the rarest rocks on the Earth, but NASA discovered meteorites all the time.
This meteorite is one of the largest ever found, Ekstrom said, standing rigid before her. We believe it is a fragment of a larger meteorite, documented to have hit the Arctic Ocean in the 1700s. Most likely this rock was thrown as ejecta from that ocean impact, landed on the Milne Glacier, and was slowly buried by snow over the past 300 years.
Rachel scowled. This discovery changed nothing. She felt a growing suspicion that she was witnessing an overblown publicity stunt by a desperate NASA and White House, two struggling entities attempting to elevate a propitious find to the level of earth-shattering NASA victory.
You don't look too impressed, Ekstrom said.
I guess I was just expecting something else. Ekstrom's eyes narrowed.
A meteorite of this size is a very rare find, Miss Sexton. There are only a few larger in the world.
I realize.
But the size of the meteorite is not what excites us.
Rachel glanced up.
If you would permit me to finish, Ekstrom said, you will learn that this meteorite displays some rather astonishing characteristics never before seen in any meteorite, large or small.
He motioned down the passageway.
Now, if you'd follow me, I'll introduce you to someone more qualified than I to discuss this find.
Rachel was confused. Someone more qualified than the administrator of NASA?
Ekstrom's Nordic eyes locked in on hers. More qualified, Miss Sexton, insofar as he is a civilian. I had assumed because you are a professional data analyst that you would prefer to get your data from an unbiased source.
Touché. Rachel backed off. She followed the administrator down the narrow corridor, where they dead-ended at a heavy black drapery. Beyond the drape, Rachel could hear the reverberant murmur of a crowd of voices rumbling on the other side, echoing as if in a giant open space. Without a word, the administrator reached up and pulled aside the curtain. Rachel was blinded by a dazzling brightness. Hesitant, she stepped forward, squinting into the glistening space. As her eyes adjusted, she gazed out at the massive room before her and drew an awestruck breath. "My God," she whispered, "what is this place?"